With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on Wee Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Okay, I just want to take a break here and ask a question to all of you listening to this podcast. Have you actually ever thought about starting a podcast yourself? A year ago, roughly, December of 2017, when we decided to start our own podcast and Tatooine Sons became a real thing, we had lots of questions like how do we record an episode? How do we get our show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all the other places people listen to podcasts? And then how do we make money from it? And the answer to every one of these questions that we found over the last year is really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can actually match you with some great sponsors too, so you can actually get paid to podcast. And that's one of the things we love. We're getting sponsors reaching out to us about about sponsoring our Tatooine Sons podcast has been good times.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on Wee Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Awesome, but also the ease to getting this out there to all of the other platforms. And so if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. We can't wait to hear your podcast.
This is Tatooine Sons, a proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. Be sure to listen to the galaxy's greatest Star Wars podcasts, including Talk Star Wars, Tumbling Sabers Podcast, Generation X-Wing, Rogue Squadrons Podcast, Skyhoppers Podcast, The Nerd Room, San Diego Sabers Radio Podcast, Less Than 12 Parsecs Podcast, and Retro Inc. Podcast. Visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first step into a larger world.
Welcome, Star Wars fans, to episode 67 of Tatooine Sons. We're only 2 weeks away from the greatest fan event in the galaxy, and Star Wars fandom is itching for any episode 9 news. Well, we might have gotten some this week. We'll discuss the mini leak and what it means if it's real. Plus, we've got the latest Star Wars Celebration news, our hot takes, and more. This is madness. It's time for Tatooine Sons.
It's true. All of it.
What is the name of the Porg on the Millennium Falcon?
The Force is strong in my family.
What do you think his name is? It's a big moment.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Maybe Tervis?
Do or do not. There is no try.
Tervis? Pablo, if you're listening to this live stream, that Porg's name is now Tervis. It's a good Star Wars name.
We're not done yet.
These guys record an awesome podcast called Tatooine Sons. Everybody listen.
Welcome, Star Wars fans. This is Tatooine Sons, your weekly look into all things Star Wars from the unique perspective of a father sharing his love for the amazing space fantasy saga with his two sons. I'm BB Nate, and I'm joined first by my brother, Samuel the Hutt.
Cheat to Star Wars fans, thanks for tuning in. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, then you didn't just win HQ Star Wars Night Trivia.
And we're not sponsored.
No.
So,
little backstory.
Yeah, explain what's going on. This is the second time we've done the intro to the podcast tonight. So,
Nate and I have been doing this HQ trivia thing. It's like a live game show sort of thing with,
you know, lots on of their people. Smartphone
right. thing. With like lots of, like, 500,000 other people at a time or whatever. And tonight was Star Wars trivia night. And this was pretty much the only night we were looking forward to because it's the only night we had a chance of winning. So we were recording the podcast, but trivia happened. So
we thought we would record the trivia.
Yeah.
Along with the podcast and see how that went.
It didn't really work.
Just audio chaos, I could tell. And so...
So, we are back after the trivia, and Nathan and I won. So, there were about, what,
4,500 people that, like,
that won out of half a million.
So, what's the winnings from your amazing victory on Star Wars trivia tonight?
I made 105 cents.
Great kid! Don't get cocky!
That's it?
I won 106 cents.
How'd you get 106 cents?
It
broke up differently?
Yeah, there's an uneven amount of people, but it's fine.
So did you get like a place in the Star Wars Celebration, Star Wars Trivia Schmodown or anything as a result of
it? I doubt that.
No? Like you can beat Alex and Molly Damon.
Oh, totally.
And Ken Knapsack and Joseph Scrimshaw.
No question about it.
Who usually competes in that contest, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
You can beat them now, right?
Yeah, I mean, we beat out, under half a million people.
Yeah, I mean, you beat like almost a half a million people.
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
All right, we're pretty good at this. Yeah, so, hey, I feel like we've done this before, but yeah, birthday was good. I had a great time. Thanks, guys, for
our pleasure.
It was fun watching all the Star Wars stuff, all the Star Wars Resistance episodes, the last 5 episodes. We watched The Last Jedi. Well, we didn't watch them in this order, but Force Awakens. And then we watched the Star Wars Battlefront DLC, Resurrection DLC. What did you guys think about that? Samuel, you were a little concerned about watching a DLC cutscenes on YouTube.
Yeah, I'd never done that before.
On our big TV.
I was worried that it wouldn't flow right because, you know, you're missing part of the gameplay. But the way this guy did it and everything, it worked really well. Flowed together. It wasn't hard to follow the story at all. It was pretty interesting.
Good.
It felt like watching a movie or an episode or something.
It was pretty cool.
TV show. I feel like we could have played it for, like, and it would have took him 50 minutes because he didn't take out a lot of stuff.
No, there was a lot of stuff he cut out.
But well, it was a good amount of gameplay.
Well, the stuff
that had to do with the story.
But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun.
It was.
That's pretty cool. And then BB Nate, you got some new comics you ordered, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us about the comics you got today, and then you can talk about the other ones you guys bought. Ones you ordered.
I ordered this. I'm trying to figure out when I ordered it. Pretty sure if it wasn't December, it was early January.
Yeah, it was like right after we moved here, not too long.
No, it wasn't too long. And then, so they were Detective Comics 1000. Now I got a variant and original, that's just a regular cover. So I got the variant just for collector's sake because it was a 1930s variant and that was just...
It looked amazing.
It did. It was really cool.
It still looks cool.
And the first one I just got, the original one I just got to...
The basic cover, the standard cover. And so you're going to read that one and then save the other one? Yes. Do you have like a card back and
that? No, but I'm pretty sure I have a spare one in my drawer somewhere.
You should put that on. So that's cool. You've been looking forward to that. You love Batman.
And they're a little bit bigger than regular issues of comics. Like the normal ones are around maybe 25 pages.
Yeah.
This one's 96.
Wow. Almost like a graphic novel. Mm. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And then you decided to get some comics because you took your little brother to go get his comics.
I figured if I was going to, you know, take an hour or drive him down there and back, I figured I might as well get something out of it. So I looked around and saw that they had the first 2 issues of Vader Dark Visions.
Do we have any idea what Dark Visions
is? No, I just know that Vader rises a space horse.
Yeah, I know, and I think it's going to have to do with Star Wars
episode 9. I'm not getting into all that. I just got it because it looked cool, and he was having like a shield and everything on a horse. So I was like, what the heck? And the last
anytime Darth Vader's riding a horse with a shield that has the Imperial insignia on it, and he's got his lightsaber in the other hand, that's pretty stinking cool. So,
and you know, the last Vader series we read was pretty good. So. Because it broke my...
Most interesting.
My understanding, I may be wrong, and I'm sure if I am, people will let us know. But I'm pretty sure this was the series that Chuck Wendig was going to be writing for Marvel before he got in trouble with Marvel for all the things he said about fans. And that was it. Hey, Carlos, watching us on our live stream on Patreon. Thanks for being an awesome guy. Hey, you can let us know in the comments, Carlos. I don't know for sure. Are you going to be at Celebration? Anyway.
Okay.
I want to know.
Speaking of comics.
Because if so, I want to have dinner with you on Thursday night.
When we were fixing the printer, I was looking on Facebook, and I noticed that they are, if they haven't already, or are going to, releasing Galaxy's Edge comics. In April, they're going to be releasing Galaxy's Edge comics.
After Celebration?
And Marvel was talking about it.
Well, that's going to be pretty cool. That's extra news.
I didn't read the whole thing because it was about when we were...
Well, we were having all of our technical issues that started the night. Well, that's kind of cool. So, Dark Lord... What is it?
Dark Visions.
I can't wait to read those. We'll get those downloaded.
Do we know how many issues it's going to be? Like, how long of a series it's
going to
be? I think it's going to be a mini-series, but I'm not 100%.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, yeah. We did get a review last week, so that's pretty cool. It brings me joy when we get a review. It's been a few weeks since we had one. This is from our buddy over on Twitter, at Rebel Scum Texan. So if you're on Twitter and you're not following at Rebel Scum Texan...
What's wrong with you?
Well, yeah.
Do.
I'll find a good sound effect for that.
Oh, do not.
Just go over there and do it, all right? That's kind of what I was trying to say. All right, and his iTunes handle is like DJ _ Disway.
Disway.
It's like DJ Disway. So it doesn't sound very Texan. But Rebel Scum Texan.
DJ Disway.
All right, like that's Real Farm Boy. But anyway. Love listening to he gave us 5 stars because he's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Great kid. Don't get cocky.
And his title of his review was Respect the Sons.
S-O-N-S.
S-O-N-S, right? Because that's
our name.
That's our name.
Mm-hmm. Kind of makes sense.
love listening to a father and sons, he said, team talk Star Wars. Reminds me of all the times my family talks theories and such. Love you guys. Keep up the excellent work. Hashtag MTFBWY.
Which means may the force be with you.
May the force be with... I should just go ahead. I mean, we've got it, right?
Right.
So we play this at the end of every episode. And if you haven't gone back and listened to episode 50, you may not realize that this is not Sir Alec Guinness giving us this. This is Stephen Stanton wishing us that the Force would be with us on our 50th episode.
May the Force be with you always.
Yeah, so...
love that. Kind of
All right. So I guess that's pretty much it for banter. We should probably actually start the actual podcast.
Probably.
All right.
Are you brainless? I never ask that question until after I've done it.
What?
No! All right, so last week's podcast, Pull of the Weeks. Week. It was only 1 week, right?
It was a long echo.
Yeah, it's always a long echo.
But I heard it, so my earbud fell off, and so I put it back in, and after you were talking for 5 seconds, it
still continued to echo. Yeah. So what are your thoughts about Star Wars Celebration panel lottery queue process? That was part of our Star Wars Celebration episode preparation episode last week, where we explained, you guys helped me a lot understand that. John Gregory, who's one of our Patreon supporters, watches us on Facebook Live. He's watching us right now along with Carlos and Granny, and I don't know. I don't think anybody else is on there. But anyway, he gave us some good advice. We're going to be partnering with him. We're going to be hooking up tomorrow, getting on the same tickets.
Wait, the lottery isn't open already?
It starts tomorrow. They delayed it a day.
Oh, how come?
Yeah, because the app isn't ready.
I got the app downloaded. I just needed to get updated. I saw a meme on Facebook. Someone posted in the group. They just took a screenshot of the poster of the picture, and then they overlaid some really obviously fake text that said Chicago 2019. They said, "Guys, the app's live."
Yeah. So anyway, all right. So what are your thoughts about Star Wars Celebration panel lottery queue process? We had the options of awesome, cautiously optimistic, not happy at all, and other comment below. We had like 180, 190 votes. But when you think about it, there's like 947 billion Star Wars fans on Twitter, and there's like 50,000 going to Star
Wars. Hold on, how many Star Wars fans again?
I don't know, something like that.
If you say,
I feel like that number is just a little bit off,
because that would be literally,
everyone in that sense was wrong.
Everybody in the world would times be a about fan.
Yeah, there's only like 7 billion people.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had four options. In fourth place was other comment below. It's usually, but I like to give people that option because
some people like
to express their opinions. We want them to have that opportunity. We are not in an imperial, dictatorship. There is no Sith Lord ruling over us. And so we want people to have the opportunity to express their opinions. And so that we give them an opportunity. So 9% said that. Only 11% said not happy at all.
Which is good.
I'm going to be absolutely transparent. You guys shocked the tar out of me on that.
I'm surprised on this as well.
Because the way everybody complains and whines and moans about everything going on with Star Wars, especially the "I can't stand Reed Pop," "I can't stand the app," "there's an app," blah, blah. And I thought for sure it was going to be pretty ugly.
I think we should wake up at it.
We should probably, when we look at the camera, though, we should look at the camera. Hi.
I'm
looking at the Facebook camera.
It's strange because
we got two cameras going on. We got our Facebook
Live.
This
one's new.
And then we got the new camera that I got for my birthday. Hi.
I say we wake up midnight tonight.
No, we're not going to
do that. Just so we can get into
lottery. Like a week. So anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Only 11% said not happy at all.
That's good.
37% said it was awesome.
That's good.
That is good. They were actually in the lead for most of the poll. And then at the end, people's doubts started to creep in. And we got the cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
So they're positive. They want it to go well. They're hoping it'll go well. Isn't it recording? Okay, yeah, but we aren't sure it's going to go well.
But the time that we did with the Funko, Lego, and what was it, Hasbro lotteries was simple.
Yeah, except I don't think it worked right. We're not all three in.
I agree.
So the way that this worked was that you open up the app or the website and you start entering in your information. And then it asked how many people I wanted to register for those lotteries, and it had like a slide bar where you could move it up to six, and it wouldn't let me move it. Mm. So I thought that was because you guys registered under a different email address when you registered your badges on my birthday.
We did, yeah.
And so I had you guys go in and try to register, but it wouldn't let you, would it?
No, they said there wasn't anyone under that email, which I'm like, that's false.
But what it did say is it said, please enter in your ShowClix order
email. ID.
Yeah, so we're gonna try to work on it after the show. But anyway,
So that's lots of fun.
Exactly. All right, so let's read what you guys thought about this. Who's going first?
Well, did we talk about the cautiously optimistic?
Yeah, 43% cautiously optimistic. We said that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just a little bit behind, so.
It's all right. We forgive you.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's me. So this is from Celebrating Star Wars Soon Chicago. And it says, at Celebrating SW is their handle. And they said, love the sound of panel reservations. Wish they'd done that rather than lottery for the main panels. Hate that they aren't clearing the arena between panels. Sunday will be rough with that.
Yeah, so there's certain panels that they don't expect to have as much interest to where people are going to need to be in a lottery and you just have to randomly pick. So you could just go and queue up basically in line on the app. And so they love that version. They don't necessarily like the lottery as much.
And they're worried about, you know, how they said that people could stay inside of, like, let's say the celebration stage until the next panel comes. So with Sunday, they're worried about after the Galaxy's Edge panel, people are going to stay for the Clone Wars one.
Yeah, I think that's going to,
but I don't think people will stay for that long.
I would.
So it's Galaxy's Edge, then Clone Wars, and it's really spaced out, like, by several hours. I think they did that on purpose. So, yeah. All right.
People would have to leave to get
food. I mean, go it's to like the 5 hours or something like that. So, who's got the next one?
That's your name. That is me, Derek DeVerney.
DeVerney is that?
DeVerney.
There we go.
Got it. And his Twitter handle is at MasterScorpio77. I wonder if that has anything to do with Star Wars.
Everything has to do with Star Wars.
The world revolves around Star Wars.
It does.
He said, this is what he said.
That's not how the Force works.
Sorry, I was a little behind on that cue, but I wanted to throw that in. Okay.
And this is what the comment was. All
right.
I said, awesome.
So they voted awesome is what that meant. It wasn't like he was repeating himself. It's not like he tweeted and then he came back and said it again. I said awesome. Like, I didn't respond. He just hit awesome as far as the vote. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Being 41, I could camp out if I absolutely had to, but I probably wouldn't. The panel isn't that important to me.
We didn't camp out in 2017. Didn't know the first night that you needed to camp out.
Yeah.
Tried to get there and camp out the next night. Didn't know you needed to get in line at 4 p.m. for the next day's panel. So we missed that.
I mean, like those people that were in line with you for The Last Jedi, they said that they tried to do it, but they went to the wrong building to camp out. Then they got there at like 12:01. And
right after us. I was very front of that line. But anyway, that's cool. Okay, so do I get to go next?
I think, yeah.
I think let's see. Me. Melody, and then it's sort of the asterisks, star things.
Star.
Loves a brick house.
Star.
Melanie, that's awesome. I'm glad you love a brick house. That's awesome.
Maybe you should talk about the song.
She's a brick
house.
I don't know. I don't think that's it.
Do you think so?
No, I don't hope not. Melody loves a brick house Parnassus at Melody 99. And Melody is MELODEE 99.
Okay.
So, there we go. The fact that you may be getting into the live stream, if you don't get into that panel, if I'm reading this all right, makes me feel at ease. Even before that, I was trying to be optimistic. So my question is, if you enter into the panel, the lottery for episode 9 panel on the 12th.
Right.
And you don't get does it pick people to go to that first and then put people in line for the Galaxy stage and the Twin Sun stage?
I would hope that it automatically
just like bumps them, or do you have to register for a lottery for all of them and just see what you get picked?
I think we just register for all of it.
Well, we're going to register for everything we could possibly register for because we're not morons. But
if we don't, use it,
we've got 5-day passes, so we should register for all 5 days on everything.
Right.
But do you think that if we don't get into Celebration stage, that it bumps you into the new lottery for the next stages?
I think that would make sense, but if they implement, I don't think that
we don't know.
Implemented it.
We'll have to wait until tonight or tomorrow.
We're not going to worry about it tonight. We're going to do it tomorrow because John Gregory is helping us. And we're going
to
wake up.
Do we have to wake up early?
We don't.
But no, I'm saying so that we can do it with you before you leave for work.
I will work with it on, I will make sure we get it done.
Got it.
All right.
All right.
That's pretty much it for the podcast. Last week's podcast poll results.
All right. As we record this, we are exactly 2 weeks away from sitting down with some of our awesome Patreon supporters.
Sorry. I felt like I needed a siren there. Go ahead.
Do you want me to start over?
No, just keep going. Just keep going.
With some of our awesome Patreon supporters for a hot slice of deep dish Chicago-style pizza at Star Wars Celebration.
I'm ready.
There have been some developments in the past few days. Let's talk all about them.
Sorry,
what the heck just happened?
So they've never heard that. This is the problem about the special editions. The biggest issue I have with the special editions is that my sons have never heard Yub Nub. This is the original ending of Return of the Jedi in 1983 when it came out. That was the ending. What's the new ending?
Oh, jeez. I'm forgetting it now that I'm on the spot. Hold on. I'll pull it up. You keep talking. I'll pull it up.
You want me to?
Here. No, I'm talking about, keep talking about
how. Okay, so then before George came in and decided he wanted to fix all the stuff.
Hold up. He said stuff.
No, we're going to come back to that actor because none of our listeners care about what we talk about when we're not recording. So George changed the song at the end of Return of the Jedi, and it became some different song.
I got it right.
And so play the song that's on the special edition. Play it into your mic, though.
I'll get to the guitar.
That's fine. All right. So that's the ending in the special editions. All the Blu-rays, all the stuff that you buy now. That's the ending of Return of the Jedi. But this is the ending, and we're just going to play a bit of it. This is the ending in the original Return of the Jedi. This should be our actual poll going into next week. Yub Nub, or whatever that other garbage was.
The other garbage? That was not one of them. Victory Celebration.
The Victory Celebration. Now, I picked this because it's a celebration theme.
Well, so is
but
this.
But it's the Ewoks, and they're singing, and they're playing. It's the best one. I'm sorry. There's no one will ever convince me that anything...
I like the other one better, but that's Yub-Nub. Just me.
All right, so anyway, go ahead. That's our new intro to anything celebration-related for the next
celebration.
Couple of
Celebration. We're not going to call it celebration. We're going to call it Stellabration.
Because...
this is going to be a celebration.
All right, keep going.
Okay. So some new announcements have come out. Pretty much just the one, but... Anthony Daniels has been confirmed that he is coming to Celebration.
Hold on. Here you go.
This is madness.
That was our opening line, too. That was him saying it, not...
I know.
You didn't sound like him.
This is madness.
I don't know how to say it sound like him.
This is madness.
That was horrible.
That was really bad.
And you know
this
why...
This is madness.
Here, I'll try again.
This is madness.
See?
Wow, that was amazing.
It was identical.
Well, nobody saw that.
Because they did on our YouTube. So the description
says, have you ever dreamed of having an audience with C-3PO himself?
What?
Now is your opportunity. Star Wars Celebration Chicago is proud to present some special meet-and-greet experiences with Anthony Daniels. Meet the man behind your favorite protocol droid in room W190A on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss this chance to get an autograph and say hello to C-3PO in one of over 6 million forms of communication. Not available for pre-sale and must be purchased at the event. Private meet and greets are available on a first-come, first-served basis.
And you pay straight cash, homie.
Straight cash,
$100.
$100 cash. Give me a Ben Franklin, baby.
I have that.
A C-No.
But I'm not paying $100.
To go see a C-3PO. You guys were like on stage with him last time.
Right, like, I think we go to the panel again.
Just get up on stage in the giant BB Nays suit.
You're going to pick up three chairs.
So that's kind of cool. I mean, what do you guys think? Are you glad that Anthony Daniels is coming? Everybody was slipping out that he wasn't going to be doing his
movie. That's cool. I like that. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't really matter a whole lot to us now because we did that whole thing. I mean, but it's still a cool idea. You know, I like the private meet and greets thing. Everything.
It's probably everybody's last chance to. I don't know if he'll ever come back again. So
yeah. Well. So then the lottery opens on the exclusive. The exclusives lottery opened last Wednesday.
Yeah. So that was for us as we recorded.
Like, that was for the Hasbro, the Lego, and the Funko Pop.
Which we entered for all three. Hopefully we got in. We don't know.
We got one entry because it kind of got messed up. So we're going to try to fix that.
Yeah. And then the panel lottery opens Friday. So tomorrow for us right now. But
it will still be open for all of you going to Star Wars Celebration. It'll still be open when you hear this, if you listen on like Monday or Tuesday. It closes Wednesday of next week is what I understand.
Okay.
So then you have to have your entries in by Wednesday of next week. All the challenges need to be dealt with and everything by Wednesday of next week.
But the thing is, five panels you enter for the lotteries. So
yeah, JG just gave us a lot of details on it, and I'll have to try to explain.
We'll read them out in the end.
So
there's, unfortunately, we're not going to have a family friendly meetup this year.
I got a bad feeling about this.
It
can't work out. We can't find the time to do it because
dang, Repop planned too much stuff. We want to go to
just too much stuff happening at Star Wars Celebration for us to do that. So.
But we'll try. We're gonna try and do it next year. See.
If 2 years.
Next two. Oh, wait, they're not.
Doing I don't think they're doing them every year. I think they're doing them every year.
I think they may do one next year.
We'll see. Maybe they'll announce it at the closing ceremonies, which we decided to stay for.
Yes, we're staying.
We got our flight changed so that we can stay for the whole thing, which will be awesome.
What's up? And they're going to announce Turbis the Porg at closing ceremony. We already got confirmation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Sam's got data on his sheet that he's supposed to lead the conversation on that he's
going to. That I have no idea. Well, I want to throw this in here because I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast. But we are getting an autograph at Celebration.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
And it's not, if you're listening to this and you're following us on Twitter, quit eating your fingernails.
I'm not eating it.
All right. Sorry, that's a dad moment. I apologize. I'm not going to edit that out because maybe if you see him at Star Wars Celebration and he's chewing his fingernails, will you please tell him to stop along with me?
I've gotten better at it, though. It's gotten a lot better.
Because it's driving me crazy. All right. Thank you. All right. Public service announcement. So I had tweeted out the other day about this amazing. Sam, go grab it for our YouTubers.
Oh,
it's over there.
Oh,
can you just hold on. Your,
yeah, hold and on. Billy D. Williams is sold out for one of the days. I think it's Friday or Thursday or something.
He's sold out for a couple days now. So really if you're now? On YouTube, you can see this amazing photo. You want to put it up in front of there? Can you can like?
I'm just going to fan a white.
Don't do it too much. And then you can put it in front of YouTube too. Or Facebook, too.
Facebook can pretty much see it.
Yeah, so there you go. So anyway, it's an amazing print that a friend of ours gave. They dropped it off at our house a couple of weeks ago. They
unannounced.
They didn't have any idea where to put it in their house. They've had it for years. And so they decided to give it to us, which was awesome.
Which we gladly accepted.
But it's of Cloud City. And so I thought, wouldn't it be cool? I put it out on Twitter. Wouldn't it be cool to have, like, Billy D. Williams' signature in the clouds, which I still think would be pretty cool. But then we decided something different. So
yeah, so Nate and I were getting ready for bed one night. We were talking about autographs, and I was like, "Wait, we have where?" I said, "Is Sam Witwer doing autographs?" And it's like, "Yeah, let me check." So we checked the time and the dates.
He's done all 5 days: Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Because Sam Witwer is first and foremost a Star Wars fan.
Yeah,
so he comes to Star Wars Celebration. As a fan. He comes to be a fan. He comes to attend Star Wars Celebration. He walks around the floors. He does the stuff. So if he comes, and so he's, you know, if he's there, he might as well give back to the fans, too. Yeah. And make some money while he's doing it.
So
I have no problem with that whatsoever, Sam.
We decided that we were going to take our Season 3 Blu-ray copy of Rebels.
The cover, you know, the hard card, the paper cover part on
right.
Inside the sleeve.
Yeah. And we were going to get an autograph from Sam Witwer.
On Darth Maul. And then I'm going to talk to
maybe.
I'm going to talk to Mr. Stanton and see if I can send him a self-addressed stamped envelope and have him sign it. And we'll make a donation to his Star Life fund that he does autographs.
Oh yeah,
that he sells for. We'll make a donation to that, and then get him to send it back to us autographed on there as well. So we'll have both Sam and Steven.
What also would be cool is getting Taylor Gray to sign it as well.
I don't want to spend any more money on Taylor Gray. So
wow, yeah. All right.
No offense. I mean, I love Star Wars Rebels. Everybody knows that, but. Twin Sons is the episode
that's the penultimate.
I freaked out a little bit today. I was listening to a Collider Rule of Two podcast, their secondary Star Wars podcast, not their main one, not the Jedi Council. And Ken Knapsack was on there, and he said that the greatest lightsaber battle in Star Wars history across all forms of media is the battle between Kenobi and Maul on Twin Sons.
I was like, whoa,
this dude is like totally, I'm like on the same page as this guy and everything right now.
Yeah. Well, since I'm young and naive, I think the episode 3 fight's the best because it's the flashiest. But, I mean, I understand the beauty behind the Twin Sons one.
It was amazing.
Anyway, so that's fun. We're looking forward to that. When is it exactly?
It's Sunday afternoon.
3:30, I think.
It's after, what's the Mandalorian on Sunday morning? And then Clone Wars is late that afternoon. We're doing it in the between. I found that spot. I applied for that, and we got the spot in between.
Sweet. All right. Anyway, so what's this data on my thing that I have no idea about?
Well, here's the deal. You know, I mean, we're not going to be able to do a formal meetup. We're not going to be able to, like, have a bunch of people come together, and we'll do a recording in front of them, and we'll, like, get pizza and all that kind of stuff. So I thought, why don't, you know, Raider, you guys are going to be running around in these crazy costumes.
Oh, very crazy.
You know, and well, I'm thinking...
Only for one day, because mine's right. going to be
a we'll do Saturday. Okay, so we'll bring the costumes with us. You've got a pretty big gap between whatever the morning costume...
I think it's the morning panel is...
Galaxy... No, it's not Galaxy... It's Galaxy's Edge. Yeah, it's Galaxy's Edge. Or Jedi... Okay.
Well, that's the day that has three panels, so that might be a little difficult.
I don't remember. There's the morning panel that we decided to go to, and then there's the Rebels panel that we decided to go to. And in between that, or after that panel, that's what... I don't remember. Anyway, what time did I put down here?
Five.
Okay, so I'm getting you confused with our autographing session. So after the Rebels panel, mm-hmm. we're going to, you know, you guys will be in costume for, I hope maybe for the Rebels panel. Like we did last year.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Last time.
What we did is we kind of, I think, deflated it.
Yeah, anyway, we're going to wear the costumes on Saturday like we did last time, as much as we can pull it off. But then we're going to be somewhere, and I'll tweet out, and I'll put out on Instagram and Facebook as well a location, and we're going to be there for anybody that wants to get buttons from us and wants to get pictures with you guys. We'll go to the show floor, and we'll tweet out, and people can come, and they can get their pictures with your amazing, crazy costumes, and we give out the buttons, and it's a good spot for everybody that wants a Trooper Support button to come and get it. So we're going to do that at 5, is that what I said?
Mm-hmm.
5 p.m. on the exhibit floor. Watch social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for the details as far as the location.
Do we know that are they doing any movie screenings?
I have not seen a single movie screening.
I have seen the D23 people.
Right. But you have to be a member of D23 or whatever that is. Hmm. So yeah.
All right.
That's the celebration stuff. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
So we're going back in time in Star Wars Battlefront 2. Or... at least we're supposed to be. There's more smoke around a possible Kenobi series on Disney Plus. Is there any fire? Yeah, see what I did there?
Okay.
And we're finally going to learn why Dooku left the Jedi Order. It's time for hot takes.
This is where the fun begins.
Well, you want the bad news or the really bad news?
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
So I think I'm back on mic now. There we go. We're back. All right. We're back. Star Wars Battlefront 2's new mode is fun.
That's it.
When it works.
Yeah. I got a bad feeling about this.
We have
this.
Personal experience.
Yeah, so last week Battlefront 2 finally received its long-awaited new game mode, Capital Supremacy. Thank you.
Supremacy.
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
Capital Supremacy. It offers a large-scale battle set in the Clone Wars era, modeled after the original 2005 Battlefront 2's Conquest mode. And while it can be exciting to play, it's currently held back by matchmaking issues and the fact that there's only one map. Since the update went live, players have been reporting matchmaking problems on the game's subreddit. You guys know about Reddit?
Yeah.
Okay. As well as the game's forums, while the type of issues vary, one of the more common ones involves loading into a server that's already full and being unable to spawn into the game.
Yeah, that's the one that we have problems with.
The only way to fix it is to back out of the match and try again. Other players have reported getting disconnected during the middle of the matches and being booted back to the main menu. BB Nate, you've played the game?
I have.
You've experienced some of the glitches?
I have.
What do you think about this campaign mode?
Campaign?
Or this mode, whatever it is.
Oh my gosh, get your
whatever
terms
they call
right.
It. What is it?
So, it's a game
mode. A game mode.
We were going to try it last night. We got the problems where we backed out even out of the matches and just couldn't spawn in. So
we closed out the app and restarted.
We did everything.
We did everything and it just
And so we just decided, okay, we'll not do it. So we came back today. It finally started working. I was on the Separatist side, so I was a droid. And it doesn't have a timer. Capture points, get reinforcements, go up to their ships, unlock the bay doors, and then try to destroy the cooling vents so the ship overheats and blows up. Now, if you don't succeed at that, even doing the bay doors or the cooling vents, you have to go back down, go to the capture the points again, get more reinforcements, go back up, not start all over again. Your progress saves from if your team. But if that doesn't work, you keep repeating it until one of the sides wins.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a little glitchy right now.
No. That's how it's made.
That's how it's made?
That's designed how it's...
So it's like a long battle.
It's supposed to... It's... Yeah.
And they wanted it to be like
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
So was it fun?
Yes, it is. But
Because you didn't get a chance to play, did you?
I haven't been able to play
it. Because it was so long.
Right.
Okay.
But there was a couple glitches here and there. We were flying up into the ships and everything went black with a couple, like, panels of, like
matte picture panels that were supposed to be behind things. Oh. So it's just, like, a little visual glitch, nothing game-breaking.
Nothing game-breaking. I wasn't kicked. That might just be people's bad Wi-Fi or something.
But
we may have been having bad Wi-Fi, because we've been having problems with our Wi-Fi today, so.
But what was cool is, it's a mixture between a couple different game modes of the original. Okay, well, I'm going to rephrase that. Okay, no, it is. So there's the I'm thinking.
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
This is madness.
Throw another one in there.
That's not how the Force works.
No! There you go. You had so many things in that sentence, I just had to throw them all in there. All right.
So there's the capture the command point thing, which is, like, big. One of the main game modes in the Battlefront 2 thing. And then there was another game mode where you would be on a ship and you would have to fly a starfighter into the enemy starship to get in and then open a door and blow up things. So this game combines the command point aspect of it and the blowing up the ship part. Now there's no flying ships in between ships, but you do capture command points and then try to blow up ships. So that's I like that. It feels like it works. Because you throw in the starfighter thing, it might just get a little bit too crazy and difficult. So I like the way they have it.
I have no idea what he's talking about right now.
You got to play the old Battlefront 2.
I'm completely lost. He could be speaking Greek right now, and I wouldn't understand why he chews on his fingernail.
I wasn't.
Anyway,
what was something that was really cool is when you capture the command point, there's these little hologram projectors or whatever that shows which side has that, you know, command point, which is cool because they have that exact thing in the original game.
Okay. I remember playing a little bit of the original game that one time when you and I streamed it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's about the only time I've ever played it.
Yeah. So this is a lot of fun. It plays a lot better.
And that's like Republic Commando? Is that what it... No,
Republic Commando is a
first-person Call of Duty campaign. Kind
of, oh, okay.
Sounds which we want to get because it sounds awesome. But okay, anyway, that's completely unrelated.
So, and you liked it too?
I did.
So you think they're going to get these glitches fixed and it's going to work, or is it just another EA thing?
No, it'll get fixed. That always happens. You know, there's always bugs and stuff with, you know, especially massive updates like this. So.
And when you have that many people jumping in.
Right, so... okay. Yeah. No, I think they'll get it fixed pretty soon.
All right. So Star Wars Jedi... Obi-Wan Kenobi is reportedly getting his own series. According to comicbook.com, last year it was reported that Lucasfilm was developing a Star Wars spin-off movie focusing on Obi-Wan. However, the film never came to fruition, and now it's been reported that Lucasfilm decided to move forward with a new live-action series for Disney Plus instead. The rumor of this new show first appeared on Star Wars Newsnet, and now Discussing Film has added to these claims with their own sources. When considering who would be the right choice for the role if it were to exist, fans are hopeful that Ewan McGregor, who played the Jedi in episodes 1 through 3, would reprise the role at some point. No additional details have been revealed about the possible series, although if the concept is valid and Lucasfilm and Disney are pursuing it, comicbook.com reports that fans could be hearing an announcement as soon as 2 weeks from right now at Star Wars Celebration in Chicago. Samuel Lahat.
Yeah.
Is there enough smoke here to make you think that there's a fire? Are we getting a Kenobi series on Disney Plus?
We're getting something Kenobi eventually. It's just, it's inevitable. As to a series on Disney Plus, and if it's going to be announced in at Celebration, I don't know. I feel like a series would be good, but also a lot of fans are wanting a movie, so it's tough.
What if this series like becomes like Sherlock, and you have like a Downton Abbey, 3, 6, 9 episodes, hour and a half each?
I mean,
and it's like the most in-depth Star Wars exploration of this Kenobi character we could ever imagine.
If that's the case, then I'd love that. As for an announcement at Celebration,
when would they be able to fit the time in, unless the closing ceremonies?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where they would put that. You know, whether it's
the closing ceremony. I've been predicting it for a year now. Oh. It's why they're doing the Phantom Menace on the last day. They are trying to get that day to be filled because the last day is the day when everybody doesn't buy tickets.
Right.
That's why they put the Phantom Menace on that day.
Right.
It's also a day, a news cycle has restarted. I think they're going to have surprise guests because I'm hearing from other podcasts that the guest list that they have not announced, I don't think they're going to be doing autographs. I don't think they're going to be doing show floor stuff, but there's other guests that have not been announced that are coming that are going to make your face melt. And
have you heard of any of these? Or
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say, but I would not.
Well, you've got to know the episode 9 cast is coming. They can't have an episode.
They're having the episode 9 cast, of course, on Friday, and I think you're going to have a lot of people from the Phantom Menace present.
I hope I'm. All my best is already confirmed.
Ray Park is already there. I am going to go on record right now and say I've not heard this. This has not been spoken on any other show or any other. I have not heard this. I still am going to go on record and say I predict Liam Neeson, Natalie Portman, Ewan McGregor are all going to be a part of that. And at the end, Kathleen Kennedy, Ewan McGregor. And here's where it gets crazy. George Lucas.
Ooh.
Come on stage. They announce
Dang.
a Kenobi something.
With Ewan McGregor.
With Ewan McGregor, directed or produced by George Lucas himself.
Wow.
What do you think if it follows kind of some events from Master and Apprentice?
No, it's too late. They're too old. It's got to be that period between 3 and 4 right. on Tatooine. There's been stories. British press has been reporting for a year now that George Lucas has been over there scouting locations for a Kenobi film. I think that this is going to be the moment.
The ultimate fans.
That they bring fandom back together again. You do the Kenobi series. You've got George Lucas. He's involved. Everybody's happy again. Of course, this is Star Wars, so half the people will freak out and say that they don't like it. No,
only 20%.
But, no, that's true, 20%. But that's what I predict. What do you guys think?
Hmm.
Am I crazy?
No.
No, I like it.
No, I know you like it, because it's awesome. But
I know you're not crazy, but I'm wondering, do you, like, walk out of theater? I know you're going to get probably a few posters after panels, like probably a Episode 9 poster, which we'll talk about in a little bit, the Carrie Fisher poster after the 40th anniversary panel, and I don't know, did we get any more?
We got that. Did we get the Solo poster? Oh, we got that when we went solo. That's
yeah.
Right. Okay, anyway.
But do you think we're going to get like either a special Phantom Menace 20th anniversary poster, or do you think we'll get the first Kenobi?
No, it won't be Kenobi. They won't have any artwork ready for Kenobi. It's going to be simply Phantom Menace, but they're going to announce Kenobi, and the place is going to have a complete meltdown. That's my
opinion. Well, then, wouldn't that take everything away from the closing ceremonies and people weren't
going
to leave?
No.
No, it'll get everyone more hyped up.
Or maybe they announce that they're going to be making an announcement at the closing ceremonies, and they get everybody to stay that way.
That's a good point.
But then that would take everything away from maybe any other announcements they have at closing ceremonies.
I guess the closing ceremonies are kind of lame, from what I understand. All right.
But we're going.
We're going this year because we didn't get to experience it last time. We want to this time. A new Star Wars... this one I'm excited about, guys. A new Star Wars audio-only novel will explore Count Dooku and Asajj Ventress backstory. Lucasfilm announced a new Star Wars novel on Wednesday, Dooku Jedi Lost, written by Kevin Scott, which will explore the backstory of Sith Apprentice, Asajj Ventress, and Count Dooku. There are plenty of Star Wars novels out there, but this one is different. It is an audio-only novel, and when asked about it, Kevin Scott made it very clear, Delray made it very clear, this is not going to be a print novel or a Kindle novel. This is audio-only. Hold on. I'm not done. Patience, my young Padawan. The story will follow Sith apprentice Asajj Ventress as she works to uncover Dooku's past and why the Jedi Master ended up leaving the Order. The two characters appear frequently in the Clone Wars animated series, and this story looks as though it will provide some context for their relationship. The novel, like many in the Star Wars franchise, will shed some light on a quarter of the franchise that's largely gone unexplored in the franchise's new film canon, where Dooku's history was covered in books such as Darth Plagueis and a variety of comics before Disney acquired Lucasfilm. That backstory was wiped away in favor of a clean slate for the new trilogy of films. What do you guys?
And this is going to be narrated by a full cast.
Not just one person.
Not just one person doing... Yeah, it's always strange.
It is a little bit...
It's an audio drama.
Right.
Like, what was it? The Adventures in Odyssey sort of thing?
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, actually you're going to have a narrator that's reading the narrative stuff.
Right.
But then you're going to have actual actors playing the characters, voiceover characters.
We're going to be having another
Clone Wars Dooku doing...
I think announced the cast. I don't think so. I think Mark Thompson is going to be doing that. He does those in the books, and he's really good at it.
Oh, okay.
Remember when we were listening to Dark Disciple? He was the narrator for that?
For
Dark Disciple?
Yeah.
He was the one that read the book,
yeah.
And he sounded just like Obi-Wan. We were talking about it in the car. Kenobi, yeah, Dark Disciple. He was in it. The character was in it.
Anyway.
But okay, speaking of Dark Disciple, we're going to have another book with Asajj Ventress as a main character. She's been in a main character in a lot of things that I thought she was going to be.
Yeah.
She was a main character in Clone Wars. She was a main character in Dark Disciple, which was a strange book with the relationship
It was good.
It was good, but strange with the relationship between, what is his name?
Quinlan Voss.
Asajj. I was confused by that and... A little bit.
Well, you listened to it driving back and forth to Lucasfilm in November.
So. But I was a little weirded out by it. But still, other than that, it was a great book and a very long one, longer than I was expecting.
It was a long book. So anyway, here's the exciting news about this. So this thing got announced yesterday. I saw the Star Wars... I have notifications on my phone whenever Star Wars tweets or whenever... There's a handful of people that give really great content. Sleemo. Just look him up on Twitter. She's awesome. Making Star Wars, Matt Barton, just any people like that. If I want to make sure that if they tweet something, I know about it. And I saw this stuff getting tweeted. And so within just a few minutes of the first tweets coming out, Kevin Scott follows us on Twitter. We follow him, the author of this. I went over and I messaged him. And I said, I would love to interview you at Star Wars Celebration about
this book,
Dooku Jedi Lost. And within 2 or 3 minutes, he replied back. He's like, I'm totally in. I want to make this happen. Let's do this.
Oh,
and
cool.
So he's totally going to let us
interview
him. You know, I've got the media badge, so if I need to, I'm hoping we could do it somewhere where you guys can be involved because you guys aren't allowed to go into the media room with it. So I'm hoping that I can talk him into that. But basically, the way we ended it was when he gets his schedule for that, he's going to let us know and we're going to work out of time.
Cool.
And we're going to record.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
So do we call it a book or...
It's an audio book, is what they're calling it, an audio novel.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I like it.
Star Wars fandom woke up Wednesday morning to the announcement of an Episode 9 leak of a poster and character sheet. Fandom immediately began to debate if it was real and what it means if it was. But then, most Star Wars news sites deleted their articles. Conspiracy? Fake? We shall see. We shall see.
Rebellions are built on hope.
If you live long enough, you see the same eyes in different people.
Find your lack of faith disturbing.
All right, so this is going to take a little bit of explanation because this gets messy. And anytime you're dealing with leaks and spoilers, it gets messy. So we're just going to go there. It's a poster and pictures of characters. So that's all we're going to be talking about. But if to you, that I love you Twitter people. And there are some of you that I'm like, really, I mean, I feel like very akin to. But you guys calling this spoilers is driving me crazy. Because
this is a spoiler?
It's like, it's a big spoiler to you guys. But.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say spoiler alert. So skip to the end of the show if you don't want to hear this. Right? Sometimes I think that people like to say no spoilers just because they want to be able to say it. So, anyway, some background on this leak. Okay, for the past few months, fans have been living in what one might call a drought of Star Wars related news. A trailer is imminent, and by imminent, I mean one will likely be released sometime between now and Christmas. but at this point, fans don't even know the title of the movie. And there hasn't even been a single official image. So when a poster goes around Twitter, this is from Esquire magazine, a poster goes around Twitter that appeared to be the real deal, fans got pretty excited by it. A number of news outlets wrote about the supposed poster, and then these news outlets, some of them being Star Wars Newsnet, some of them being the AV Club, some of them being generally reputable. Huh? No, Making Star Wars is standing by it. They went and they later deleted their articles about this. So what was this poster, and why were these posters or articles deleted? What do you guys think?
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at the poster.
Well, and don't get into details, because we're
going
to go into details.
No, I'm not going into details. It looks too good to be fan-made. And there's too many new details that would seem too hard to fake. Like, I'm not going into specifics here. Poe's costume, Finn's costume, these new troopers, some other... that's kind of specifics. But anyway... Too many things look new to be faked. As for what it is, I don't know. It's tough, but I don't think it's fake.
Okay, what about you, BB Nate?
I don't think it's fake. I don't know. I hope that... I don't want to get into specifics here.
Not yet. We'll come back to it.
There are some parts that I do like about it. Most parts I do. There's just this one thing that's really bugging me. I just can't... I don't want to seem like one of those Star Wars fans.
No, I understand.
Oh, this is terrible.
But I think what you discussed with me last night when we were talking about this... I think that's actually what's going to happen. So we'll come back to that in a minute with it. So
There's two things that are pretty controversial.
Mixed feelings. You got mixed feelings about it in general?
Other than that...
That one element that we'll talk about in a minute.
I'm perfect with it. Some people are very angry about it. I don't know why people think. I hope this is fake, and if it's not, then I'm very angry and I don't like it. I just feel like I'm not one of those people. I like the I like the poster if it's real.
Okay, what do you think about it, Sam? Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh,
I love the poster.
Yeah. And if it's fake,
why do you love
kudos.
It?
Kudos.
Because there's... We're seeing lots of new stuff.
Because we finally get some information.
We're seeing some pretty cool new stuff. So that's a lot.
Well, reaction has been mixed.
Yeah.
By fandom on it. From it's great to it's horrible, terrible Photoshop and everything in between. I was listening to some podcasts today and they were just ripping it.
Why?
Just because, you know, they're talking about it. They wanted to go back to the old school 1980s type posters, a little bit more art driven versus just throw everybody's faces on there. And I get that. I understand. It's a different style that's been going out for the last few years. But overall, I don't think, and here's what the general consensus by people that think it's legitimate is that it's not the movie poster.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't get that vibe.
It's more of like the merchandising posters and stuff like that. You guys recall a few months before they started like really, a few weeks before they started really revealing stuff about Solo, they had that release of the photos that ended up being part of the artwork for toy packaging.
Right.
And I mean,
it blew up.
It wasn't a poster. It was just art for the packaging. Right. I'm wondering if it's a similar type scenario here, where they're just a collection of different pieces of characters that they're going to be using.
How many people would be frustrated if that was the poster we got from Celebration?
I don't think that would be that. No, remember, if you're looking, if you're watching us on YouTube, this is the poster we got at Celebration for The Last Jedi. It's right above me. It was just stunning. They went over and above. And this one too, this Leia one. They're not going to just throw that. Oh yeah, let's just throw this quick poster up there with a bunch of pictures on it. That's not what they're going to do. It's going to have meaning. This picture had meaning when they put that up there with Rey standing there with Luke on one side, with Kylo on the other, and the lightsaber going between. It reminded a lot of people of the original A New Hope poster in many ways. So I think they're going to go down that path. So here's what's interesting, because Making Star Wars has not deleted their coverage of this article. or this poster and the character sheet leak, which we'll talk about as well. They haven't deleted that. And the reality is they're standing by their story pretty strongly on it. So I have a lot of confidence in making Star Wars. They broke stuff on The Mandalorian before it came out. They've been pretty up on the news going into the last several months, at least. Mm-hmm. Jason Ward over there has been doing some amazing work. And so I feel pretty confident that if he's standing by it, that it's a legit leak of some sort. And there's another reason I'll give you a little bit later, that after we break down the poster a little bit, that I think is actually going to confirm why I think it's legitimate. So you've got this poster here. Let's break down the different elements of it. You guys can see this, and we're going to put this up on YouTube so you guys can see it as well. We'll show these different segments. First of all, you got Kylo Ren wearing his helmet, which we saw him break into a million little pieces during his hissy fit in The Last Jedi. So is it really Kylo Ren or someone rocking his style, is the way that this person described it?
No, that's Kylo.
You think that's Kylo?
Oh, definitely.
This goes back to what Maggie Star Wars has been saying for months now, that he repairs the mask. And the mask, does it fit the description of what we were told on the repairs
of
the mask? And it also fits the description of the mask when it comes to the action figure leak that took place. It looks very similar to that. Yeah. So,
One thing I want to mention about this is not only the mask, for some reason he's holding his saber backwards, which is a little bit different.
Well, we're talking about that. Don't go there yet. We'll come back to it.
Okay. His outfit looks a bit different. It looks... In episode 7, it was kind of this, you know, thrown together cloth. And then episode 8, it was this, like, well put together robe. And this, it looks more like he threw together some rags. I mean, it's kind of that and his mask. It's kind of showing
it seems like his clothes kind of
matching his. He's
got the broken mask. And right. He's got, like, sort of,
he's got rags on. He's holding a saber differently. It feels like his whole psyche is twisted and broken, like how his outer clothing and stuff is showing.
Like the first movie, like you said, it was more of a thrown together kind of robe, cloak kind of stuff. Second one, it was very, very
proper.
Put together and proper. After he killed his father, he found that he didn't have conflict anymore. That kind of follows that. After Snoke died, he fully went dark, and now he's
conflicted because of Luke and everything.
Possibly.
But you see where I'm going with the
yeah, I absolutely everything. See where you're coming from on that. And then this article that I took this information from, it also talks about him holding his lightsaber at a weird angle. And again, making people wonder if that's actually him, or is it his style, or is it someone else pretending to be him?
He did use it a little bit upside down in the end of Last Jedi.
Did he?
Yeah, he was attacking Luke a couple times with it upside down.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay. All right, so we talked about Kylo. Let's talk about Rey. Rey's lightsaber seems to be in one piece.
It's tough to tell the way she's holding it.
I
mean, obviously it's working.
It was supposed to be destroyed. Obviously, we saw it get destroyed.
Yeah.
In The Last Jedi. When you're looking at this, guys, and we'll put this up on the YouTube video as well, does it look like there's something holding it together that we don't see in the original lightsaber?
Yeah, it looks like there's, like, leather or tape or...
Well, I don't think it could be leather or tape, but it could be a way that maybe welded it together. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she's putting it back together.
Although, I would have expected, since the crystal was broken in two, we saw the crystal was broken in two.
At Lucasfilm when we were there in November. Yeah.
Why isn't her blade all jagged like
Kylo's? Well, this is promotional art. This isn't necessarily...
And we have seen that movies and commercial
his
art...
I mean, his is a little... Like, yeah, I guess there's a difference.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How is his crackles? Yeah. I would expect hers to do that because hers is not only... I mean, Kylo's is just cracked. Hers is shattered in two.
Right.
You know, we have seen, though, that trailers and, you know, art have changed things to keep it from the movie. So that means that if her lightsaber is all crackly like Kylo's, that's going to have a big influence, and they don't want to reveal that yet.
And honestly, that right there would make me think this is not fan-made. This isn't the thing I was thinking about earlier. I'll mention that in a minute. But if this is fan-made, and you're trying to make people think that this is legitimate, why do you use Luke's old lightsaber put back together again?
Right. Because
everybody would be like, that's not accurate.
You can't use that.
You can't do that. Do you see where I'm coming from on
that? No, I know where you're coming from. Okay. I see what you mean.
All right. On the upper right corner, we see Naomi Aki as Janna. So you see her up there in the corner, guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was the one with, like, the bow, right?
Well, I think in the
character. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
She's rumored. You guys may have heard this, but she's rumored to be Lando's daughter.
Huh.
Interestingly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. See, maybe we see that character. The masked character behind Poe, Dameron, on the right, is thought to be Zori, and it's probably Carrie Russell.
It's not Mara Jade.
Some people think she looks like a Power Ranger.
She does look like a Power Ranger.
Okay.
It's not Mara Jade.
She's not Mara Jade, but she was supposed to be Mara Jade.
Or Ray's friends. Mama.
Or Ray, she could be Ray's mama, but...
She could be, but anyway.
Well, I doubt that. All right, here's where I think it gets exciting. The Knights of Ren are back and seemingly not in a flashback.
They look cool.
The question that they're asking on here is, are they going to take their masks off?
Why should
At
they?
At some point, I don't know. Maybe we'll see who they are. Be interesting. So we got the Knights of Ren on there. Now here's where it gets this. I think this is what Nathan was concerned with.
Mm.
So C-3PO is holding a weapon. It looks almost exactly like Chewbacca's famous bowcaster. Most Star Wars pundits don't think this is a cropping mistake. They don't think that somebody just made a mistake in the photo.
Yeah, it didn't look like that.
Again, if you're making a fake, unless you're trolling people, you don't put a bowcaster and a bandolier around C-3PO.
And right. Ray's staff.
Well, hold on.
Well, let's talk about that in a second. It seems like this is totally real is what this is saying. Does this mean C-3PO is going to be a bad... No.
A bad donkey.
A bad donkey. Bad donkey.
Bad donkey.
Bad donkey. Sorry, still a little Shrek in there. Not good. I didn't do well at it.
No, it was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad Shrek, but... what do you think about... Okay, BB-8, this is your problem part, right?
Mm.
So explain.
I just... C-3PO has never been full, always like, hey, I'm combat.
Never. I mean, we've seen some silly moments in, like, Attack of the Clones and stuff.
But. Yeah.
That was it.
He's never
been in a situation where you would expect him to throw on Chewbacca's bandolier and grab the bowcaster and go, you know, Rambo on people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not him.
That's not the character I think of when I think of C-3PO. Now, I wouldn't be totally, like, hating on it if it did happen. It happened. What am I going to do about it? But...
As long as they make it work, right?
As long as they make it work. But I'm confused why they even would try.
Why even do it?
Why even
try? Maybe Anthony Daniels is like, I'm not coming back unless I can, you know, have a... role where I'm the one that saves the entire resistance.
I don't think he's not that kind of person. I don't like the idea of C-3PO, this cowardly droid that gets his mind wiped a lot. And it's just not his style. It's not C-3PO.
Right. Okay. So you got this crazy alien creature that's behind...
Well, we gotta mention something about 3PO, though.
Okay, go.
So, when I was looking at this picture of it, which I noticed was... Which was a little bit higher quality, I noticed that he not only has 3PO... Chewbacca's bowcaster and bandolier, he also has Rey's staff.
It looks like it's behind him.
No, it's around... You can see the strap around his arm right there.
Oh, is that the strap?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, he's got it on... He's carrying Rey's staff as well, which makes me think that... He's just kind of a pack mule at this point. He's carrying around their stuff for some reason.
There's some comedic moment in there, like they all often do,
right?
With C-3PO, where they need his help, and he decides to bring their weapons to them. Yeah.
So I think he's just a pack mule at this point, carrying the stuff. I don't think he's.
And if that's the case, then it's Lucasfilm trolling,
right? I think it's that. So I don't think we need to worry about 3PO becoming, you know, a soldier or something. So,
interesting. Okay. New. So we've got some regular First Order stormtroopers, and we've got some Imperial ships. So yeah. So let's talk about that. So you've got that little droid that's same. Like a mini BB-8
it's
type.
The, thing.
Have we seen that droid before in something?
I think
it looks familiar.
It's a love child.
It looks like and Wally. It kind of looks like Wally and
BB-8. But is it looking at BB-8?
No, it's looking like that. Like
yeah, like this is the face. Yeah, they're facing the same direction.
So. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. What about the Imperial ships? You were talking about those. What
do we have? There's a new... That TIE fighter looks new with the triangular wings or whatever.
Okay, so it's a little different than the stuff we've seen.
Yeah, it kind of looks like an TIE interceptor if there wasn't a gap between the wings.
Honestly, nobody is talking about the background. Now, why does it look like an Imperial corridor?
Because then probably they're going to be in an Imperial corridor.
Or whoa.
But then you've got this, you've got looks like you've got a Y-Wing. Is that a Y-Wing?
Yeah,
there's a Y-Wing. A-Wing, which I'm excited about. Y-Wings
and an back orange X-Wing.
And then an orange X-Wing. Now, this is important because Making Star Wars has been reporting for a while that they had photos of an orange X-Wing. So that seems to come to fit.
Coincide.
With that. And then you've got these red stormtroopers that line up at the bottom. And
I, for some reason, when I first saw it, thought that they were doing their normal thing and just making it kind of like the color of Kylo's.
Yeah, I thought it was Kylo's saber, like,
no.
Because when you look
around it.
These are red stormtroopers.
Because when you look to right around, like, underneath them, it starts to get a little bit brighter white.
Yeah, I mean, that's just shading on the poster. You're not supposed to be zoomed in that much on it. But here's the thing that's interesting. First of all, the rumor is that these are special forces, stormtroopers of some sort, that report exclusively to Kylo Ren.
I thought it was the Knights of Ren in general.
No, it says here, Kylo Ren.
Oh.
What do you think about that
idea? So if it was a clone army,
do you think they're clones? Well, do you think they're clones?
Do you think that he was creating them with Snoke knowing, or do you think it's way later enough for them to grow up with enhancing?
It's so not way later.
I think that from what I'm seeing in the poster and how different the characters are, like their costumes. Finn's costume looks different. His hair is different. Poe's costume's way different. Rey's costume's way different. From everything I'm seeing, it looks like it's been a pretty good amount of time since The Last Jedi, which I feel like would be enough time for Kylo to create a small clone army. It didn't take long in the...
Took 10 years.
Okay. Well, technology's advanced a lot, so
that's
it
one
could...
thing that people are suggesting.
It could shorten that a lot. It's not that hard. Kylo liked the idea of a clone army.
And yeah, explain that, because we were talking about that last night.
So in The Force Awakens, Finn, escapes or mutinies or whatever, and Kylo's talking to Hux, and he's like, I thought you had this under control. And he's like, I do. He's like, well, maybe Hux, this is a bad paraphrase, but maybe Hux should consider using a clone army.
Wow. Looks like we had a problem. I don't think you're... Computers, it died completely. Sorry,
we lost the live stream. Anyway,
let's keep going.
The show must go on.
Yeah, so we're gonna finish this up. Stop.
Anyway.
Oh, you're looking at the picture. Okay. All right. So anyway, I think that they're a clone army. It's fine, Sam. I think that they're a clone army. I think that they are part of what Snoke was. See, if you recall, in the first in The Force Awakens, there seems to be like these two different sides to what's going on with the First Order. You've got Hux and his conscripted stormtroopers, which we've talked about in detail on this show, because I think it's a major plot point, and I think that they're going to rebel in the next one. They're going to revolt against things.
Okay.
Now I'm putting a theory together. I want you to hear. All right? Instead of reading memes.
I wasn't reading memes. You... pulled it down.
Okay, stop.
Looking at
okay.
Chewbacca's bowcaster.
Okay. Anyway, here's my theory, okay? The First Order is the Hux side of things, right, with these conscripted stormtroopers. Then you have Kylo Ren, and you have the Knights of Ren. Mm-hmm. And in The Force Awakens, there's a distinction between them. Like, there's a rivalry between, already, in The Force Awakens, between Hux and Kylo.
Oh, yeah.
You have that moment where Kylo says maybe the Supreme Leader should use a clone army. Uh-huh. Like, there's a conversation there that they've had before. Or maybe they've been developing these clones already. Maybe Snoke has been thinking, let's get a clone army together. And Hux, if you understand the Aftermath novels and Bloodline novels and stuff like that, Hux and his father are the ones that believe in this conscripted army approach.
Right.
I think Kylo and Snoke want a clone army, which brings that in there. Okay? Here's where I think we could see this go. This will be fun. I think we could see, you know, we talked about, we were still at Grammy's house when we talked about this idea. We were talking about Ben Denshin.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how Kylo and Rey have to partner together against the First Order. I'm going to revise that. If Ben doesn't get redeemed, or at least not in the way that we talked about in our Ben Denshin episode, Hux and the stormtroopers, the conscripted stormtroopers, side with Finn and the Resistance against a completely, horribly evil Kylo Ren, Knights of Ren, and these clone army. And the reason we have two distinct colored stormtroopers is so that when you're watching the movie, you clearly know who the good guy is and clearly know who the bad guy is. And Finn is siding to help lead them. What do you think about that?
I like it. I like it a lot.
I don't think that would disappoint people with episode 9. Yeah, I think people
would. Oh, I think people would lose their mind if Finn doesn't get redeemed.
I know. So how long do you think this movie is going to be?
At least 2.5 hours. Maybe longer than that.
Do you think they're going to pull, like, what they're doing with Avengers Endgame, make it, since Avengers Endgame is going to be maybe the last Avengers, they're pulling it for 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Could be.
Do you think they'll make episode 9?
I don't think it necessarily really matters at this point.
I mean, with the stuff that we're talking about, the amount of stuff they have to fit into one movie may make it a little bit difficult. If you know what I mean. So making it that long would be...
That'd be amazing. And if you're listening to this podcast, I think our recording on our video stopped, so...
We're having a fun time.
So, anyway.
Are we still recording on the main podcast? Yeah, we are. We're not muted. Okay. Just want to make sure at least one thing's working today. We'll figure it
out. All right, so anyway, sorry about that, guys. No YouTube, it doesn't look like this week. But we'll figure it out. I think that this is... Here's the other reason I don't think that this is...
Fake.
There's no title. There's no... Somebody making a fan poster, they're gonna put whatever title they think it is on there and try to get that going. I think that this is merchandising poster. I think it's the way that it's gonna work. And the reality is, we're gonna find out that most of the stuff on this poster is pretty accurate. All right, so let's talk about the other, because then we've got, and I've got a photos of it here for you guys. So we've got finally, here's another thing. Did you notice that there's no Rose, Luke, Leia, Lando, or R2 anywhere on this poster?
That's interesting.
You know, people are freaking out about the Rose thing almost immediately. Rose isn't on the poster. What does that mean? She's not in the movie. That's horrible. Or Rose isn't in the poster. What does that mean? She's not in the movie. That's awesome. Neither is Lando. We know Lando's in the movie. Neither is Leia. We know Leia's in the movie. Neither is Luke. And Mark is in the movie. They've announced he's in the movie.
Neither is R2.
Neither is R2. He ain't going to be in the movie. So putting that in there is not going to really matter. From it. All right, so let's talk about these characters from the character sheet that was released at the same time. So we've got this on here. We've got Lando in his cape with a cool cape.
And the yellow shirt.
Yellow shirt.
I think that's straight from Solo.
Yeah, I think it's the same one. Of course, you got Chewie. Chewie looks like...
Chewie.
You've got this Rey. She's apparently got a bandage on her arm after her little incident in the Snoke's throne room.
It was up higher on her shoulder, I thought.
No.
It was right there. I watched it Saturday. Oh, okay. I'm not paying attention. That Poe looks like the Poe we've seen in some of the leaked photos from it. The Finn looks like the Finn, actually almost the exact same Finn from the poster with it. Wow. Now, the Zorn, whatever it is, that looks a little different than the one in the poster. It looks different. The helmet is different and stuff like that.
I think she's just turned a little bit more to the left.
It may be, but I think it looks pretty different. Maybe not.
It looks pretty the same. Anyway. Okay.
And then you have Janna. Does Janna look pretty much the same? She's got the bow and arrow on that.
A space bow. So,
anything like revolutionary in that?
No, I like Rey's costumes changed even more. Like, it was gray in The Last Jedi. Now it's pure white.
Tan. You're colorblind.
Well, so. Tan in the first one, kind of grayish, brown, tan, that kind of stuff. In the Last Jedi, now it's just white. Pure white. And Kylo is pure black and raggy.
Red.
And
she's all put together.
I think they're proper. Going like...
Rey's all put together and, you know, clean and proper. Kylo's got this rags on, messed up helmet, holding his saber weird.
We shall see.
I'm hoping Kylo's like...
So do you like it? Psycho. I mean, do you think that this is like the direction that they're going to go? If this is the direction that they go, are you happy with it?
Oh, totally. So. I love this. Well, what's up with that alien guy next to Poe? Or Finn?
And from what I understand, he looks a little differently in some of the leaked stuff that they've got.
He looks so weird.
He's going to save the galaxy, and it's just going to be...
Oh, it's going to be that guy?
Yeah.
What's his name?
We don't know.
I want to know what his name is.
Let's give him
Turbis. That's one ugly pork. I do not want him named Turbis.
All right. All right. That pretty much does it for that topic. Okay. We'll know in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
A couple weeks from now, we'll be getting ready to close our eyes in our nice hotel room, get a good few hours of sleep, so we can go to the episode 9 panel on Friday morning.
Honestly, when we were at a celebration, I didn't get any good hours of sleep.
We didn't get any sleep.
No, I didn't really.
Because, I mean, I tried, I didn't even want to try because, you know, I was just excited for the next day that we had. So
we were getting
worried
to bed
that...
at 12 and waking up at 3. So it really didn't make much of a difference.
But now we have longer and now I have to...
You have to sleep.
Wait.
We'll have to see. Alrighty. So is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Anything else?
So,
we can talk about the Carrie Russell one. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so Carrie Russell reveals that Star Wars Episode 9... character that this is weirdly phrased that reveals that Star Wars Episode 9's character has the coolest costume.
Yeah, she was on her character has what was she on Jimmy Fallon last night or something like that, and she was literally said she has the coolest costume.
I disagree.
So she likes her costume.
That's cool. I mean, I would like my costume too.
What if it has a heads up display?
That'd be kind of cool.
So Star Wars The Clone Wars is leaving Netflix next month. Now this seems like a threat that we've heard
Crime
multiple
Wolf.
Times.
I'm not sure we have heard this before.
So we've heard it when we first started watching Clone Wars, I'm pretty sure. Then we heard it again while we were in Monument way back when Rebel Season 3
we've heard
was
for years.
Going.
We've heard it for years.
Oh, we were in Alabama. We heard it again. So either they're just saying it.
I think they're pulling it off of Netflix because they're getting ready to put it fully on Disney Plus, and they have their contract is over. So I think it's done. Yeah. All right, to handle Star Wars crowds, Disneyland is nixing smoking areas and banning wide strollers.
What does nixing mean?
Getting rid of it.
Getting rid of it.
Good.
No more.
Finally, I don't have to walk next to people smoking and cough or hold my breath.
Yeah, and I mean the wide strollers thing sucks for people that have kids, but
it can get a little tough.
Yeah.
Can. Anyway.
Alrighty. So this, I guess we'll do a poll about Episode 9's
what about
poster?
The Yub Nub or...
We'll do that one too. We'll do that one. But yeah, we'll do both of them. But this one, it's real simple. The leaked Episode 9 poster is the real thing, merchandising ad, fake, or other. Comment below. And so you can vote accordingly. on that. I guess that's pretty much it. You know, thank you guys so much for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Tatooine Sons, Instagram at Tatooine Sons, Facebook, just search Tatooine Sons. Remember, all of those are S-O-N-S. I did a Google search, a Google AdWords search the other day, and I found that Tatooine Sons, S-U-N-S, is actually trending higher than Tatooine Sons, S-O-N-S, because... You know, it makes sense. But it is what it is. So, I guess I'll set up our SEO to tag on that going forward.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? YouTube. Eventually, we'll get the YouTube video up again once I figure out how to use my camera. I apologize. We're going to get it working before Celebration for sure because we got a ton of stuff we're doing. Lots of recordings. Lots of guests.
But they're probably going to be a little bit short.
They're not going to be hour and a half each. No, they're going to be like 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes each. Got a Chatter Squadron we're going to be partnering with. And
Oh, no, that's...
No, Chatter Squadron, when we're at Celebration, we're going to be recording with them on our Episode 9 reaction. I thought we'd do that with them. We're going to have Adam Garcia, who's a Yahoo Entertainment reporter. We're going to have him on the show.
Oh, cool.
Kevin Scott, and there's some others I'm trying to pull out. But we'll keep those in our back pocket until we have confirmations. So I think that's going to pretty much do it. Follow us, or please consider supporting us for a dollar on Patreon, patreon.com/TatooineSons. Dollar or more will get you access to all of our fun stuff there. That would be awesome. If you want to go more than that, we'll like send you stickers and t-shirts and stuff too. It's really cool. Check it out. Tatooine Sons on Patreon. I think that's
S-O-N-S.
It. S-O-N-S. Yeah, S-O-N-S.
S-O-N-S. S-O-N-S.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to say?
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you, always.
This party's over.
I like that Wookiee.
Don't get technical with me.
Droid, please.
Yep, yep. With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on We Scream for ice cream.
Oh, I want strawberry.
And 4% while you're screaming at the amusement park. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. Now when you and the family go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.